Welcome to Uplift. Uplift is a podcast for worldwide New Testament Baptist missions missionaries. It is a 10-minute weekly word of encouragement. Today, our host is David Landers, pastor of Gateway Baptist Church in Rising Sun, Maryland, and executive board member of Worldwide New Testament Baptist Missions.
Hello, thank you for joining us on this Uplift podcast. My name is Dave Landers, pastor of Gateway Baptist Church, and it's a joy to have with me a dear friend and Pastor Chad Estep of Valley Baptist Church over in Edinburgh, Virginia. Pastor, thank you so much for being here, and I'm going to turn this over to you now.
All right. Thank you, Brother Landers, and it's good to be with you on this podcast. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And a familiar passage, I'm sure, to you, and a familiar verse, and just a simple reminder for us here in this podcast. Paul has been accused by several at the church in Corinth, and no doubt felt that he's been taken advantage of, some disloyalty towards him, and he is in chapter 11, admonishing them really to dwell in unity. That's the theme, of course, many times throughout the Corinthian letters, because there's so much division and strife. But in order to get past contention, you know, the Bible says only by pride cometh contention, the book of Proverbs. And in order to overcome that in this instance, it's going to take some forgiveness. Verse 9, Paul says, "For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ." Boy, and what a truth. We're to forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. And then verse 11. He says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." When we're not ignorant of his devices, are we? And here was an age-old device that Satan had used in his deceit and his subtlety. Really, there were several that were elevated in pride and against Paul. And Paul desired that he and those at Corinth be dwelling together, working together in unity. And he knew that this spirit of unforgiveness, this spirit of pride, if we could just boil it down to that, was not healthy. It was very destructive. And it would get them off course, out of focus. And isn't that Satan's main goal? As I think of his devices, they are many. And it's put here to us plural, in the plural. We are not ignorant of his devices. And certainly pride is one of his devices. And he'll use that, won't he? And unless we're careful, we will fall prey to Satan's devices. And he desires to get us off course. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. We know that from the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3, as he lied to Eve about the fruit. He lied about God's warning, right? God said that the day that you eat of that tree, thou shalt surely die. And Satan said, thou shalt not surely die. And Satan still continues down that same deceitful path. And he uses the devices of pride. He uses the device of discouragement. He uses the device of disappointment. And there are so many devices in Satan's toolbox. Job was a man of integrity. And Satan, you remember, thought that Job's integrity was wrapped up in Job's goods. He thought it was a result of the wealth that God had given him. And so God allowed Satan to test Job. And we found out that really Job's integrity was not wrapped up in his goods. his integrity was wrapped up in his bound up by his faith in God, and Satan could not get Job off course. He may have been distracted for a little while, as we all can be, but through it all, Job maintained pretty much his integrity. As we read through, he cursed the day of his birth. He was certainly discouraged, but he didn't give up and he didn't quit. And I was reading Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 2, the psalmist said, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." Why? The psalmist is discouraged, looking back at an incident in his life, and he's discouraged. And here's his reason. He says, "I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me." The psalmist had been taken by one of Satan's devices here. He looked at those around and those that were wicked, the evildoer, and they seemed to be prosperous. He looked at what they had outwardly and said, "Why are these people prosperous and I'm not?" Well, we get caught in that same trap, don't we? That's another one of Satan's devices. There are many. And this one may be one that catches us a lot of times, especially nowadays. How can people who are lost be so successful? How can people who disregard the Lord's day be so prosperous? And that can be a tool that Satan can use to discourage. And I just want to take that simple truth and remind me, that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. There are going to be people around us that are going to prosper. There are going to be people that are, in their pride, are going to criticize us and attempt to discourage us. Don't allow that to distract you. I want to conclude with this verse, verse 17 of Psalm 73. How did the psalmist come out of his doldrums? How did he get out of that spirit of despondency, looking around, realizing the world had more than he did? Verse 17, he says, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors as a dream when one awaketh. So, Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee." And it is foolish, isn't it? When we get our eyes on those around us, when we get our eyes on the world around us, we get our eyes on what something, how someone else may be criticizing us, it'll bring you down. And it's a tool of Satan. It's a device of Satan to get you out of focus, off course. And the psalmist said, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood I therein." And let me encourage you to spend time in the sanctuary of God, because as you spend that time in the sanctuary of God, it gives you a spiritual discernment, a wisdom. And you can look around and say, "They have their prosperity now. They can criticize me now. But I'm the one that's right with God. Their end is going to come swiftly. And I get to dwell with God forever." And so don't make light of the sanctuary of God. Spend time in secret, as the old hymn says. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in the Word of God. Though you're doing good things for the Lord, don't forget, we can't do them in our strength. will get discouraged by Satan's devices, the sanctuary of God ought to be the highlight of our day. And I'll leave you with that simple truth.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Chad. That was needed, I'm sure. Great thoughts there. Thank each one of you for joining with us in this podcast. And we trust that you'll have a good evening, a good day, whatever time it is for you. May the Lord richly bless you in your ministry is our prayer.
Thank you for listening today. Join us next week for another word from home of uplift and encouragement. Remember, you are not alone.